16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, they really got him again. The GOAT hangs it up. And Idris Elba. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
We have a jam-packed show for you tonight. Serena Williams is breaking up with tennis. London is telling its art to go back to Africa. And you'll never guess which Bureau of Investigation paid Donald Trump a visit. Plus, here to talk about his brand new movie where he fights a lion, Idris Elba is our guest tonight. Put your tops back on, ladies. Put your tops back on. Let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. All right, before we get into the big story that everyone is talking about, let's catch up on a few other things that are going on in the news. First up, a London museum with an extensive collection of sculptures stolen from Africa in the 19th century has agreed to return the artworks to Nigeria. Now, that's good. But it's not good enough. Yeah, England kept Africa's artifacts for 100 years. As a penalty, they should let Africa keep something of theirs. Yeah. We'll take two Benedict Cumberbatches and the Queen. I'm just gonna keep them for a while, you know? In entertainment news, Hollywood has announced a production of a live-action Pac-Man movie. Yeah. Oh, no, I see your doubts, but it already has Oscar buzz, and the script is really beautiful. I got a copy of it right here. Really, really, really powerful. This is Pac-Man's lines. Wah, 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 wah. Boo! Wah, 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 wah. Pew, 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 pew. Powerful stuff. And of course, in today's major sports news, Serena Williams has announced that she will be retiring from tennis after the US Open next month. Yeah, and this is bad news for Serena fans, but great news for me. Because as we all know, she was the only thing standing between me and Wimbledon, and now... Well, also the fact that I can't really play tennis, but now I win! All right, let's move on, people, to the big news story of the day. In fact, one of the biggest news stories of any day ever. Former President Donald Jailbird Trump got a visit from the FBI.
Tonight, breaking news, former President Donald Trump saying the FBI has raided his Mar-a-Lago resort. Mr. Trump saying a short time ago that the FBI has carried out an unannounced raid at his home at the Florida Club, and that they even broke into his safe.
Boxes and boxes of documents have been seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home after the FBI conducted a wide-ranging search.
This may be the most politically explosive raid ever undertaken by the FBI.
time.
Something that has not happened before in American history. So just take that in for just a second.
It doesn't get any more significant than this.
Not just aggressive, this is unprecedented.
Absolutely unprecedented.
Unbelievable. I mean, stunning.
Oh my God. The FBI raided Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI, people, raided a former president's house. This is huge. This is bigger than when the feds investigated Bill Clinton for doing mouth stuff with that saxophone. And by the way, this raid, just so you know, has nothing to do with January 6th or tax fraud or giving the White House plumber PTSD. No, apparently this investigation is about Trump taking classified documents from the White House. And honestly, you know, I'm amazed that Trump has time for all of this crime. Like, at any moment, Trump's got a crime that he's covering up, he's got a crime that he's doing now, he's got a crime that he's plotting for the future. He's like the Steve Harvey, but of crimes, you know? Every day I'm like, does he have the same hours in the day as me? He gets so much done. Now, if you remember, earlier this year, the feds already had to go down to Mar-a-Lago and take back 15 boxes of documents that Trump wasn't supposed to have. But apparently, they think there's more hidden on the property. Right? And I believe that too. I mean, like, Trump's not gonna keep records in a filing cabinet like a normal person. This is the same dude who buried his ex-wife on a golf course. I mean, think about that. And yes, it is totally unprecedented for the FBI to raid the home of a former president. That is true. That has never happened in American history. But don't forget, Donald Trump has also never happened in American history. Everything is an anomaly with this man. I mean, like, why do you think a book from one of his staffers comes out every single week? Because every single person he interacts with is like, yo, have I got a f***ed up story for you? And wouldn't it be weird if this is the thing that takes Trump down? We thought it would be something like conspiracy or bribery or blackmail, but no, Trump's got busted for taking work home with him. What a nerd. Now, obviously, President Trump recognizes the gravity of the situation, which is why he has refrained from comment while the legal process is playing. Nah, I'm joking with you, come on. The guy released a statement immediately. He read, "These are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. They even broke into my safe. What's the difference between this and Watergate? What's the difference?" I love that even while he's complaining, he slips in that the thing is beautiful. How could they do this to my beautiful home? Also, this is completely different from Watergate, all right? For one thing, the guys breaking into Watergate didn't need to clean old ketchup stains off the documents. But the other big difference is that the raid was legal, all right? It was approved by a federal judge, approved by the head of the FBI, who, by the way, was appointed by Donald Trump himself after he got rid of like 17 other heads of the FBI because they didn't want to do crimes with Donald Trump. So now, the big mystery is, what did the FBI find? Well, according to Donald Trump's third favorite son, the only thing the FBI took was his heart.
What could they possibly think existed inside of Mar-a-Lago in a box that was taken from the White House that was so damaging that the FBI director and the Attorney General of the United States would have to raid a former president's residence and grab everything out of there?
I don't know, they'll probably find a note from me telling him how proud I am of him and what a great job he was doing as president. They might find some pictures of my kids, maybe some nice, you know, headlines, maybe a nice note from you, Sean.
Oh, Eric. You silly, silly man. Did Daddy tell you that's where your letters to him go, Hidden away somewhere safe? They're just too important to show anybody or acknowledge in any way, Eric. That's why I locked them up right next to my wedding ring. That's what I do. Now, aside from the boxes that they took, the FBI also looked inside Trump's safe, which is very dramatic. Like, because apparently they had to break into it, right? So now you're like, how do they do it? Did they blow it open, or did they just correctly guess the code was 6969? Honestly, I'd be surprised. I would actually be surprised if they found White House documents in Trump's safe. Because a safe is where you keep your most prized possessions. Yeah. So in my head, searching through Trump's safe would probably go a lot more like this. All right, guys, let's see what we have in here. All right, my God, the entire safe is just filled with McRib after McRib. They're stacked on top of each other. I don't even understand. It's an unventilated safe. Who would do this? Wait, hold on. There's a secret panel in the bottom. I think we found it. Nope, another McRib, boys. Another McRib. Now, you might be wondering, isn't this an extremely explosive situation for the United States? Yes, it is. It is. You don't want to let a former president get away with crimes, right? Because nobody in America is above the law, right? Except corporations and rich people and police and celebrities sometimes. But aside from them, nobody is above the law. But at the same time, even the perception that the Justice Department is being used to go after your political opponents, that could erode people's trust in government. So it's a really tricky situation. And the only thing we can do is wait and see how the investigation unfolds. Or if you're Fox News, you can just freak out right now.
This is an abomination.
This is Gestapo crap.
It's probably the worst day in the history of the FBI.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene simply tweeting, defund the FBI.
If this is what they're able to do to the former president of the United States, think about what they could do to you, to anybody in America.
The real target of this investigation isn't Trump. The real target of this investigation is you.
Do we have a dual justice system in America? Is there equal justice under the law?
I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
We're entering a Venezuelan, Zimbabwean, East German style banana republic in which the law doesn't matter.
This is some third world bullshit right here. Let me say it again, third world bullshit.
All right. First of all, as someone from the third world, maybe leave us out of your shit for once, huh? How about that? This is some third world bullshit right here. This is some. Every time Americans want to call something in America that's corrupt, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is third world bullshit. My man, at what point do you realize that it's happening here? It's you. Bad things only happen in other countries. When it's here, it's still happening in another country. In fact, when something happens in the actual third world, yeah, these days America's gotten so bad, people in Africa are like, are you kidding me? This is just like America. Ah, no. This place is turning into America. What are we doing here? What are we doing? But I do get what Super Karen is saying. If the FBI is going to go after Trump for stealing classified documents from the White House, then what's to stop them from going after you when you steal classified documents from the White House? Is that the country we want to live in, where anyone can be investigated just for the crime of doing crimes? I don't think so. And you know, what all of this just shows you, it all just like, you just get a moment to savor is how amazing, how quickly MAGA world turns on law enforcement and America as a whole whenever it suits them, whenever things go against them. Huh? All of a sudden, Marjorie Taylor Greene posting a photo of an upside down American flag after this raid happened. Yeah, well, I thought respecting the flag was the most important thing in the world. Colin Kaepernick is probably kneeling in his grave right now. All of these people complaining. What happened to, if you don't like what's happening in America, why don't you just leave? What happened to that, huh? And all of these years, what has it been, 2 years now? Of people saying defund the police is like the N-word for law enforcement. Yeah. Yes, but let the FBI take 2 boxes from Mar-a-Lago and all of a sudden these same people are like, take that thin blue line and shove it up your ass. Defund the FBI, defund the cops. Same people, where's law enforcement now? You know what we need to start for conservatives? We need to start a, like a game show called Who's Woke Now? That's what we should call it. Yeah. It's like bringing our first contestant is Sean Hannity, who says now there are two justice systems in America. It's not fair. Oh, who's woke now, Sean? You just won yourself an Afro pick. Congratulations, brother. Look, we don't know what this raid will reveal. We don't even know if Donald Trump has actually done anything wrong. But what it has exposed is that this whole MAGA crowd, they're only pro-law enforcement. They're only pro-law enforcement when the law's not enforcing them. Yeah. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go, let's check in on the traffic with our very own Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
What's up, man?
What's going on in the traffic, Roy? Good to see you, man.
Get to the traffic in a second, man. But let's go on to Ashbrook, because we got Idris Elba. Idris Elba's going to be on here tonight. Yeah. But I have a question for you. Yeah. I have a question for you about Idris, because he got the movie where he punched a lion in the face or whatever.
Yeah, he's fighting a lion.
Okay, why is the lion not here to give his side of the story? Why are you only talking to Idris? We don't know what to do. Idris might have done something to the lion, is all I'm saying.
What's happening in the traffic, Roy?
Okay, we're just gonna blow past that? Okay, that's fine. Look, oh, you know what, real quick, before I get to traffic. Look, we don't have time, just real quick. I just wanna make sure I take a moment before I start traffic to tell Serena Williams, thank you for sharing your gift with America. Thank you for sharing your gift with the world. You are an inspiration to so many people. And I just think it's very important that we say that and that we get that out the way, because you know Serena getting ready to hang up her racket, sneakers. What do they do in tennis? Which one do they hang up?
I actually don't know.
I don't know. But it's just, we can't blow past that, because what Serena did, man, this is once in a lifetime level domination. We're talking 4 gold medals, 23 individual, like singles grand slams, and if you count doubles, 37 total grand slams. And over the course of her career, Serena Williams made 92 white women cry in public. 92. By the white women. Serena was whooping them white women's ass, and tennis is messed up, because like Serena whoop your ass, and then you got to stay out there with her while she get her trophy. Serena pop, 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 and then that white girl be sniffling. Holding a damn trophy like that. Foreign white women too, these are tough women. They just seen war. And Serena still broke their ass down. Just crying and sniffling, man. And then you can't even complain about it. Serena, whoop your ass. You can't even go on the internet and complain about it, because if you go complain about it on the internet, Serena's still getting the cut of the bread, because she own Reddit too. That's a boss.
What?
That's a boss. She married the Reddit man. She married Reddit man, so she get a little piece of the Reddit.
Ohanian, right?
Yeah, Reddit Ohanian. That's what I said. That's his name. And then also, man, you know, I just think above all, it's important that we, you know, as Serena goes into whatever chapter is next for her, whatever she decides to do, we just hope that as you continue your legacy, we hope that it includes continuing to make weak-ass people cry. And we thank you for that. More tears. Okay. We still got time for traffic.
No, we don't have time for the traffic, Roy. You just did a whole bunch of other things.
We don't have time. You sure we ain't got time?
No, we don't.
We got time. Let me just
know. No, we don't have time. Roy Wood Jr., everybody.
Let me stop.
You have a purpose, man. Don't go away. Idris Elba is going to be sitting right here. You don't want to miss it.
Sixteenth Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make me. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, in today's day and age, you should think hard and long before you put something on social media. Because if you post something terrible, it could come back to haunt you later. Or it could even make you president of the United States. So before I throw anything out online, I like to run it by my closest audience members of the day in a segment we call Should I Post This? Okay, this is really simple. So here's how this works. I'm gonna show you guys something that I've been thinking about. Maybe I wanna post it. And you'll tell me if I should post it or not. You know, just be honest. It's just random thoughts. First thought I'm thinking about posting is, gyms need to have an extra room for the people that scream when they work out. I mean, yeah, I'm glad that you're exercising your demons, but you need to understand that no one else in the gym is having the same internal battle that you are. Sweat is just fat that's crying. Take that shit to your therapist. What do you think? Should I post it? Yeah? Okay, all right, great. Oh, this is fantastic. All right, well, let's do the next one. I wish I could throw up like a dog. No, because I do. Have you ever seen like a dog throws up and then 5 minutes later, they're just chasing a ball, chilling like nothing happened. Meanwhile, when humans throw up, it doesn't matter how old you are, you're still crying like, oh, mom, I want my mom, I have to stay home from school. So should I post it?
No.
Oh, okay, all right. See, I'm glad I asked you first. Okay, here's the next one. People, please stop buying vegetables at the grocery store that you know you aren't gonna eat. Yeah, you don't look fancy. The cashier's not impressed. You think the cashier's gonna be like, ooh, bok choy, how sophisticated, can I get your number? You know you're not gonna eat it. It's just gonna end up sitting in the back of your fridge until it looks like something from the upside down. Stop doing that shit. Stop wasting food. You think I should post it?
Yeah!
All right, great. Okay, last one. Can people please stop hiding their trash cans? Every time I go over to somebody's house and I need to throw something away, it's like Mission Impossible. Huh? I'm opening cabinets, I'm there looking under the sink, and then they're like, oh, sorry, it's hidden in a drawer that looks like the wall. Why? Why? If it takes me longer than 7 seconds to find your trash can, I'm throwing this shit on the couch. You know what? Posting it, yeah? All right, thank you so much. Those are all the posts that I have for today. Thank you so much for the advice. Remember, if I get canceled, you guys are all going down with me. Stay tuned, because when we come back, Idris Elba will be joining me on the show. You don't want to miss it.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make it. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is Emmy-nominated actor Idris Elba. He's here to talk about facing off with a lion in his new film, Beast. Please welcome Idris Elba.
That's a lot of love. That's a lot of love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very
much. We could just do that for the whole interview. That's, every time you come to the show, I have to schedule extra time. We're like, who's the guest? They're like, Idris Elba. I'm like, well, we need 3 minutes for people screaming and cheering. And this just follows you. How's your hearing? Is your hearing good? Are you?
Sorry, what was that?
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, it's good to be back, man.
How do you look better every time I see you?
Really? Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing? What do you eat? How do you live? I mean,
I just eat a lot of, you know, West African fufu, you know, the African.
Okay.
With my hands and stuff.
I see. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations on a brand new movie.
Thank you,
Beast.
Man.
I'm super excited for this movie because, one, it's you, fighting, doing your thing, saving your family. But also, you're in South Africa, which was really fun for me to see.
You know.
Right?
You know.
Worst safari ever, I'll say that.
It's my second home.
Yeah, you know, it is. I got
an honorary, you know, South African. I feel like an honorary South African.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And let's talk about the movie. It's terrifying. I just want to put, as a disclaimer, I want people to know, lions are not going to attack your car like that in South Africa.
That's true. No, it's not like that, really. You know, in this film, it's actually an attempt to understand how rogue lions actually move around. It's very rare that a lion will attack a human being. But in this film, we talk about that, you know, poaching is a horrible thing that happens in Africa. And animals get displaced and, you know, you get, you know, scared animals like a lion. Like in this movie, the lion is scared and ends up, you know, chasing a family, me.
You play a widower in this movie, right? And you go from America back to South Africa. Your wife has passed away. You take your children to South Africa to see the motherland. And then you end up in this experience, which is terrifying. I haven't seen many movies where you're terrified. I realized that when I was watching this. I haven't seen you scared much at all.
Well, bro, can I tell you something? I went to see the premiere yesterday in New York and it was fun, but I was watching a movie and I was like, I do ugly scared. Like,
that's not true.
No, 100%.
You think so?
Oh man, there's no sexy in this movie. There's a lot of. I was like, dude, I wish I did that different, you know.
No, I liked it. It was nice to see a different side of Idris, you know.
Thanks.
No, it really was. It really was because like it's an action movie. What's cool about it is using like a CGI lion, but it doesn't feel like that in the movie.
Right.
You know, because you are terrified. I want to know how you keep it together in those moments, because what do they even have? Do they have something? Is there someone? Or they're just telling you, Idris, lion, do it?
I mean, I want to tell you the truth, but if I tell you, it's not as cool, you know. So there's a guy in a gray suit.
Yeah.
And they're like tights, and you know. And then he has this really big head that looks like a big oversized teddy. And I have to fight that. He's strong, he's a big guy, but you know, like, it just doesn't look cool.
Can I tell you, that is more terrifying to me.
Yes.
If I woke up
and
there was a lion in my bedroom, I'd be like, there's a lion. If I woke up and there was a man with the head of a teddy bear who was standing over me.
Yeah, all gray. I mean, he looked like a cross between a rat and an elephant.
You see. This is like every prayer my mother knows I would be saying at that moment. That's what I would be doing. You're not just making movies, though. You know, what I love about you is you living life. You know, you just seem like you're having a great time. You're out there DJing. Are you still in?
In Ibiza, yeah.
You're in Ibiza DJing.
Yeah.
How do you do this? Because you're making movies. When are you DJing?
I mean, you know, I try and spread out the DJ, and you know, so I DJ on Friday nights, and I work Monday to Thursday.
No ways. Yeah. So you leave the movie set, and then you go DJ, and then you spend the weekend at home, and then you come back, and then...
Cut! Thank you. I'm straight in.
You know what I love is the idea that some people might only know you as a DJ now? Because there are people who go to Ibiza who don't watch movies. All they do is club. That's all they do. And there are some people who are probably just like, oh, that's my favorite DJ.
Yep.
And one day they're going to see a movie and be like, that's that DJ. It's like, it's the same way. So this is really ridiculous. I was telling my younger brother who's going to be on the show. I was like, oh, Idris Elba is going to be on. And then he's with his friend. Yeah. And so his friend goes, who's that? And I said, Idris Elba. He goes, who's that? He's a kid, you know, like 15 or whatever. And then I go, I pull up your picture. And then he's like, oh, that's the guy from, the guy who's eating the hot wings.
Oh. From the meme.
You're a meme.
That's the guy from the meme.
That's the guy from the meme. That's what he said. He said, that is the guy from the meme.
But mind you, you know, I heard a stat that meme was like, you know, top 10 memes in the
easily
world.
Easily.
It's embarrassing, though.
Why is it embarrassing?
I eat pepper every day.
Yeah, but it's not peppers on hot ones. It's like, it goes, it's extreme.
Yeah,
it's true. It's extreme.
It's true.
It's a
true
good meme, though.
Is it?
It is. You're choking, you're crying.
I wasn't choking. First of all, you know, just to clear this up, it wasn't the hot wings that got me. It was like, you know when the spit goes around the wrong throat?
Oh, okay.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you, but I'm just saying.
I'm trying to clear this up, man.
Let's talk about skincare as well. You know, everyone's favorite couple, one of the top 10 couples as well,
and
your wife.
Thank you.
We love your journey. We love seeing you together. It's such a beautiful thing. You've started a skincare brand
together, which is,
I mean, why did it take you so long, though?
Well, no, to be fair, man, we started, you know, during the pandemic, you know, and we literally, when we found ourselves locked in a house together forever and was running out of products, I was like, well, I'm just going to use yours. And I didn't know what was in it. And, you know, before we knew it, we were having a discussion about what is in skincare, why isn't it just for humans and it's so gendrified. So
Yeah, they'll be like, men's face wash,
yes.
Women's,
Men's face wash is invigorating.
Yes.
And stimulating. And so we got into the conversation, but it also just, you know, we both work with EFAD, which is the UN department for, like, you know, agriculture.
Yes.
And we see that there's a trend where smallholder farmers who have these ingredients, you know, can actually help, you know, the big marketplaces,
right,
especially with ingredients into natural skincare. So we found a way to sort of, thank you, but we found a way to sort of try to connect the dots.
See, man, I love that.
So in our skincare, we have, you know, baobab, which is a tree from Africa. We have black seed oil, and they all come from smallholder farmers.
So. You see, it's like sexy on the outside, sexy on the inside.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
It's too much. You turning 50 in September, you look like you could be my brother at the exact same age, and I just didn't get the same, like, weight treatment that you got. You're turning 50. Look at you, Idris.
I don't know what to say. I mean,
does 50 know you're turning 50? Like, you look like you're turning the age, and the age doesn't know that. Like, 50's like, oh shit, I didn't know. What, who are you?
I don't know, man. I feel 50. I wake up in the morning, I'm like aching and shit. I feel 50.
You say this to make me feel better. You don't feel that at all.
You're right.
You don't feel. And you know what I love about you most is that you've lived, like, such a full life. You know, some people have only been movie stars. Some people have only done, well, DJing or whatever. But it's like, what I love about your journey is how much you've done. Like, a lot of people don't know that you used to work the door at venues. Like, you literally.
I did.
Like, a lot of people don't know that. Is Idris Elba would be the person who's, like, stopping you from coming in or, like, kicking you out or whatever. And can I just say, for the record, if you were out, I would just be like, I'll stand outside. I'd just be like, this dude is outside, I'll stand outside. Were you effective? Did you ever fight anybody?
I was good, but I didn't have to fight. It was always, you know, in the voice and, you know, like, excuse me, man, you can't bring that, you can't bring that gun in here, man. And they were like, oh, okay. It's a comedy club, we don't like that.
It's like all the you can't bring that gun. Have you ever heard that sentence, sexy, before?
I mean,
you know, I almost want, is there anything you can't do? I want to see, like, You know what we're going to do? I'm going to test your sexiness out. What? I want to see what the limits of your sexiness are.
Really?
There
are limits.
There are no limits.
Trevor, honestly.
No, there are no limits. We're going to test it out. I'm going to find the place that you're not sexy in. All right. Recipes, never sexy. So I'll read a recipe out. Simple, sautéed vegetables. Heat olive oil in a large pot. Chop vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in a pot and reduce heat to low simmer. Cook until fully tender, serve warm.
That was sexy, no?
No. That's because it's a recipe. You read it. I want to see. This is where we take you down.
Okay. Heat olive oil in a large... in a large pot. Chop vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in pot and reduce heat to a low simmer. And then... And then cook until fully tender.
This is just and serve. All right, I got you now. I got you. We'll use it. Hand sanitizer. Worst. It's the least sexy thing you can do. Every day when I use it, I go, "This is not sexy."
There's nothing sexy about it.
I use it.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. It's not. You see? Doesn't matter who you are. Cut the thing, then you have to. You see?
No. I'm the same.
You're the same?
I'm 100.
All right. Do it straight into that camera there. Do it. Let's see.
No, I'm the same. It's just hand sanitizer. Just put a little bit on. You know, just You didn't put the music on for Trevor. Do his again with the music.
They've never played music for me. Never. I've worked in this building 7 years. They've never played music.
That music was like 70s porn, though, right? Is that just me?
I think that music was like from a documentary, and then you made it porn. The music was like, I'm from a documentary, but for Idris Elba, I will turn into porn. Right. I don't even know why I'm doing this. Blowing your nose. No one's sexy when they blow their nose. I'll blow my nose. All right. All right. I don't even know. This is a waste of time, but just whatever. Let's see.
Are you sure, man?
Yeah. Let's. We may as well.
Okay. I mean. Cool. Yeah.
Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take the dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the internet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? But there's way more to this story than that. The dress went viral in early 2015, marking one of the last months that the internet could still be fun. It was just before Trump declared his candidacy for president and polarized an already polarized internet. It was just shy of people deciding what went viral instead of algorithms. And it was just shy of celebrities realizing that they should never, ever tweet. It's more than a character of the day. It's an entire moment in time bottled in a little, well, either blue and black or white and gold package. I'm not relitigating it again. You cannot make me. And that's just one story. We've got a million. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider supporting JAPAIGO, right? They're an organization that helps deliver healthcare to women around the world, whether it's training doctors on family health, educating women on planned parenting, or building new systems to get women's healthcare to impoverished communities. So if you would like to help guarantee healthier futures for women and their families, all you gotta do is donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember, hide your stolen documents under your bed. That way, when the FBI raids your house, they can clean up while they're down there.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
This Friday, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.